This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is just after 1 o'clock on Saturday, and what a cold, wintry day here we have in Melbourne.
Not happy about that.
You are listening to the fabulous, the gorgeous, the wonderful Escape Hour, and we discuss everything with regards to food and travel on this amazing hour. My name's Russ Masterton. Across the panel, I have from me the incredible, the butch, the muscly, the fabulous. Can't say enough about this man, can we, Fiona?
Not at all.
Mr. Tad Lombardo.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Very well. How about you?
Very good indeed. How was your week?
It was good.
It was good, yeah.
No complaints. A little too cold, but, you know, it's the middle of winter. What can you do?
That's right. Have you, did you meet anybody nice this week?
Not a single damn person.
What the hell?
No, I'm just kidding.
Not
on. I meet people every day that are nice.
Okay, that's good. On the other side of the... We'll leave that there, shall we?
Yep.
On the other side
Swiping right.
That's right. Run while you can. On the other side of the panel, we have the gorgeous, the... subtle tones and the spectacular Fiona Brooke.
Wow. I've got to hang out with you all the time.
Anytime, my darling, anytime. Fiona, what are you wearing this week?
Yeah, tell us about your outfit.
Well, in the studio today, it's an Argyle sweater day.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, both Mark and I are wearing Argyle.
Shazam.
Russ is undressing right now.
And, ooh, he's not wearing Argyle. I thought he was going to reveal an Argyle
t-shirt. I'm not in the Argyle club today.
Lack of Argyle tantrum, Russ.
Oh, no, I've got my Izzy Miyake on. It's making me all hot and sweaty.
That's good.
So it's a fun day to be wearing cashmere. I can tell you.
All right, and far on the panel here while we're talking Argyle, we've got the handsome, the gorgeous, and the extraordinary Mr. Mark Adams, who is an ex-escape potter, and you are in with us today to help us through our fabulous hour. How are you, Mark?
Also in Argyle.
In Argyle.
What are you wearing today, Mark?
Silk, which I stupidly put in the dryer, so it's kind of a Britney Spears midriff top at the moment.
Fantastic.
It has retained its purpleness.
It has, but it's...
That's the main thing.
Anyway, so it's...
That's funny you should mention that. My boyfriend, who I've been with for a number of years now, he almost didn't move in with me because he had a lovely cashmere jumper, and I sort of thought I was going to show him what it was going to be like living with Russ. So I washed his jumper. Now, it literally came out the size of only a 2 or 3 year old.
So straight to Build-A-Bear.
It was terribly embarrassing. In fact, I bring it out now at every dinner party we have, so people can see.
That's great.
But we had to sit down and have a very serious conversation about boundaries, whether he could move in with me or not. And he was seriously considering not moving in after that incident. So.
Mm. Oh, Kajama.
I know, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Do your own laundry.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got some great airfares this week.
It's amazing.
Some bargains. Fiona, you mentioned one before. Where are we going?
Hawaii.
How much?
$503 on the knocker.
Bargain.
I love Hawaii.
Yep. Aloha.
Yes.
I've not been.
And maloha. Oh, it's stunning. It's just like going to a foreign country, but everyone speaks American.
American or
American?
American.
It's great.
I'll be looking forward to going. I've got a lot of family in Hawaii, and I've never... You know, they're the closest ones to me.
You should go and visit them.
Well, exactly, I will. Mm. Now.
Yep.
The other deals on special are LA for $840, New York for $1,199, you know.
Does it
your hometown?
Yeah.
Love going to LA? Do you know of anyone who loves it? People
just as a stopover.
Yeah, because people never really froth on about LA, San Francisco, absolutely, so many other parts, Boston, New York, blah, blah, blah. Does anybody love LA? I'd love to hear if somebody does love LA.
Yeah, please message in and tell us.
It's just never a place that people speak positively about, and I'd love to hear some positive stories about the City of Angels.
I don't know. I think you love LA when you're young. You know, that whole idea about going to Disneyland and Universal Studios and Hollywood and...
But that's also Florida.
Yeah, well, it is too, but I think everybody who... We're situated in the world, it's cheaper to go to LA. Yeah.
I think that there's some amazing parts of LA, some of the, like, the old parts. It was really just a village until, like, the 1940s. You know, it was only really up until then there's a whole aspect to LA which I don't think anyone really gets to see that much.
So what have you found in LA that's really intrigued you?
Well,
fish hooked you.
The La Brea tar pits. The La Brea Tar Pits.
Is that where they found the mammoth?
That's where the woolly mammoth is, outside the that beautiful, incredible museum, of course, which is, I'm forgetting the name of the museum now. But the first time I went to LA, I stood in front of the La Brea Tar Pits and just it spun me out to no end that there was tar pits in the middle of LA.
Fantastic. Mm.
There's amazing. Actually a lot of history.
A lot of history.
Old Hollywood.
Indigenous as well?
Oh, there would be, absolutely. Yeah. And, I think it's something that you go and experience, whether it's a layover flight or something like that. But, you know, the first time is always quite exciting. And I think you see a lot of that local
Yeah, Venice
stuff.
Beach
and,
is, you yeah, know, it's like a beautiful a little suburban yeah. neighborhood.
I'd love to go to LA if I could do a tour of The Feud. You know, I'd love to go, you know, that miniseries The Feud that we've all just watched.
Yes.
Go and see where Bette Davis lived and all of that sort of stuff. I reckon that'd be fantastic. All
where
of those
Joan
old,
used to lemon her elbows.
That's right. Wouldn't it be fantastic?
No wonder they got an old trail.
Or go to Las Vegas and walk
see,
through.
See, Vegas is a love. I love Vegas.
Walk through Liberace's house. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Love the artifice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a Liberace museum.
There is. There's a house that you can go into. Yeah, they've renovated it, got it back into, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's candelabras
the
everywhere.
It's the place in the entire world.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So every wall has a glory hole. It is the gayest place that you've ever seen in your entire God-given life.
Now, we've just had a message in from somebody, which is fantastic. LA is amazing. So many different neighbourhoods that are so unique. I always stop in LA whenever I go to the USA. So there you go. So bargains
So it's a neighbourhood kind of city.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I love that. I'm intrigued. Thank you for messaging. Who was
thank
that?
Thank you. We are just an SMS with no name. So, but thank you for messaging.
Thank you.
We,
I like that.
Tad, we have some thank yous before we start the show, and then we'll be back with Mark after these messages.
Absolutely. Yeah? First off, I want to thank Adam Samuels for the news at the top of the hour. He always helps us out. Alex on the front desk, and Peter Tocnell, our podcaster, who without him, we wouldn't be podcasted on Mondays.
I love a good podcast. Yeah. What do they call them now? Joycasts, don't they?
Joycasts, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the way that they edit all of our fluff and just get to the nub of the point.
I know. Wow.
That's good.
Why? To the what of the point?
The pointy end of the point.
All right, here we go. There's some editing going on now.
Yeah.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. Joy.org.au.
Well, we just had a listener send us a message. Thanks so much about Halloween in Los Angeles. And it reminded me that my first time in LA, I actually was there for Halloween. And a bunch of us were in the Halloween parade. I was staying with a friend of mine, and she and her boyfriend and all their crazy housemates, we all dressed up, and we walked down the big strip where they do their big Halloween parade.
Yep.
And then we went to a party.
What did you wear?
I went to one of the many fabulous secondhand stores, as you can imagine, and I bought this beautiful embroidered sheer shift, and it was cold, so I wore it with a leather jacket, and I'm sure I probably looked pretty crazy, but everyone else was. It was Halloween. And then we went to another party in an old mansion in the Hollywood Hills, and then we went to another party in a haunted house in Pasadena.
God, wow. Was that scary?
No, actually, sadly, but it was fun. It was fun.
I've done Halloween in New York, and I got dressed up as Baby Jane.
Oh, that would have been scary.
The problem
with
was,
a beard?
Yeah, with a beard. Oh, Baby Jane with a beard. I had someone do my makeup. I met this guy in New York who worked on musical theatre shows, and he was a makeup artist. And I said, I need someone to do my makeup. So he came to the hotel, did the makeup. I got some friends to sew this dress together and everything for me. And
is it
had
a baby doll dress?
I had a baby doll that I was walking around town with. But it was interesting. Only people in our age group, I'm not going to tell everybody how old we are here.
Yeah, in the late 20s.
Right, they got it. Yeah, in the late 20s. None of the millennials got it. They all thought that I was Carrie from Sex and the City.
It was the legs.
And then afterwards, I had to catch the subway back to the hotel, and, you know, not one person flinched when they saw this.
It would look like a Tuesday in Manhattan.
Oh, probably. You've been to Halloween many a time. What have you worn?
Absolutely. Oh, I've dressed up as Dracula, you know, the usual
classic
ones. Yeah. Classic ones are quite good.
Yeah.
But I people like diss Halloween in Australia, and I'm not happy about that.
No.
I think it's a bit of fun.
Oh, I love it.
Know? Yeah.
You know, Luna Park does a party every year, don't they?
But every year it does get bigger and bigger in Melbourne, at least, it seems. And,
yeah, it definitely does. We used to celebrate in the local primary school where I went to in country Victoria. We used to have a Halloween day and do apple bobbing and all sorts of other crazy games. It was super fun.
It's fun.
Thank you for listening this week. This is The Escape Hour.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.